It's 5:04. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. A small group of rural residents in western Iowa's Mills County have been warned they may have to evacuate due to heavy rains and increased flows on the Missouri River, according to Radio Iowa. Mills County Public Information Officer Sherry Bowen says significant flooding is occurring again west of Interstate 29. The advisory about evacuation preparation covers a limited number of people because many homes in the area remain empty following major flooding in March. Susan Fritz will be the first woman to lead the University of Nebraska system. Fritz has spent her career in the system, and she will lead NU as interim president beginning August 15th. She won the position today on a 7-1 vote. NU President Hank Bounds announced this year that he will leave his job in August and move back to the South with his family. And the school year ended for students in the Sioux City Community School District today. And for one elementary building, it was the end of an era. Classes ended for the last time yesterday for Hunt School, built back in 1906. Fifth grade teacher Josh Steinhoff spent part of the day packing up his things.
It's difficult. It's something that's been here for so long. Moving forward, it's going to make everything different here, but I'm sure we'll see a lot of positive changes from it as well.
The old Hunt building will soon be torn down to make way for the new Hunt Elementary School that is expected to open in the fall of 2022 near 20th and Nebraska. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update at 5:32. I'm Mary Hartnett.